I'm Buzz Knight, the host of the Taking a Walk podcast. If you have suggestions of guests, go to our website at takingawalk.com. You could sign up for the newsletter, leave us a comment, and also you can follow us there as well so you never miss an episode. Today, we have a multi-talented treat: actor, comedian, musician, author. Tommy Davidson is our guest. Original cast member from In Living Color. His resume also includes Booty Call, Malcolm and Eddie, The Proud Family, and he co-headlined with Cat Williams on a recent tour. Let's welcome Tommy Davidson to Taking a Walk. Is this Tommy Davidson one of the busiest men in show business?
I'd say I'm one of them. I would call Mark Wahlberg if you want the other one, you know?
Hi, Tommy. Thank you for being on.
Thank you, man, for having me.
Congratulations on Proud Family Season 2 on Disney Plus. Tell me how you got involved with that project and how much fun it is.
Fun is an understatement. It's a barrel of monkeys. You remember that term?
Yep.
And if you played with boring toys like I did when I was a kid, you know. Somehow we had to hook these monkeys by the wrist, and that was supposed to be fun. But anyway, doing all the things that I've done with this series, stretching my voice to the moon, you know, playing a million characters on In Living Color, being able to take lines and make them my own on The Proud Family and even The Proud Family Now. I'm exhilarated to this moment. You know, when I'm tired, I am tired, but I'm tired of doing good stuff. How can you beat that?
Yeah, it's a great energy when you're just exhausted because you know you've poured it out there. Well, go back to that experience of In Living Color. Did you ever imagine that that would become such a pivotal show in our life?
I did. I mean, me and Jim and David and Damon, you know, we knew what the show was going to do. We just didn't think it'd ever get on the air. You know, we come from, you know, the mid to late 80s, and there was no show in sight that was going to be like that, you know? The thing that was surprising to me is I didn't know that we contained the seed of a coming culture, but we did. Once we got on the air, nothing's been the same when it comes to TV and movies, and radio. We changed radio because all of a sudden there was comedy talked about every single morning, you know, from the time you guys signed on to the time you guys signed off, you know, talking about characters and talking about laughing about this and about that, and it brought everybody together. Now everybody's apart in their phones.
Yeah, do you think Steve Jobs intended things to be this way with iPhones and such?
Yeah. I think he was ahead of the curve. He imagined that it would aid in some division, you know? Now, I only say that, this is subjective, but I only say that because 70% of the activity is isolated, not interactive with other people that you can see and talk to. You know, they're represented by a picture. Don't even know who they really are.
Go back, Tommy, to working on Martin. There's a gentleman that was on this podcast some time ago named Topper Carew that I was fortunate to get to run into. What was that Martin project and working with Topper and the whole crew there, Martin? What was that like?
That was great. Martin had really hit crescendo in his career. And he got out there with me in 87 in Hollywood from Washington, D.C. And Tommy had run into a good producer who was doing a lot of stuff. He had done DC Cab. Topper Carew had done a lot of stuff. And they hooked up and did a TV show. And it worked. Martin called me, asked me to do a guest spot. It ended up being one of the best guest spots on the whole show. And we haven't looked back.
That's great. So I want to talk about the musical influences that led you to your music path today? Who were some of those musical influences?
Kansas, Grand Funk, Rush, Parliament Funkadelic, Ohio Players, Earth, Wind & Fire, Cameo, Fleetwood Mac, Santana, the Jackson 5, Dionne Warwick, Neil Simon, pour it on me.
Wow, that's diverse, my friend.
Yeah. And I got lucky because I was a kid in the 70s and diverse. We were already diverse because we had to listen to AM, and with AM, you had to listen to everything. We all were from different backgrounds, different economic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and all of a sudden we were all in school together, and it worked. That experiment actually worked.
Yeah.
You agree?
I completely agree. So what was it like headlining, co-headlining on the tour recently, Cat Williams and your association with that Dave Koz guy? What was that experience like?
It's the best. I'm luckier than Lucky Charms, a little leprechaun, being able to work with people I've been wanting to work with. And I hadn't met Cat Williams before, and he turned out to be a great guy, and I got a great position on the show. We're traveling the country. I get to do my comedy. Anytime I get to do what I love to do, great, great day, man.
Who are the people that you haven't had a chance to work with that you'd like to have a chance?
Denzel, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, Jack Nicholas, the cowboy guy. We all know him. I'm going to blank this morning.
Willie Nelson?
No, he's with his cigar. The cigar, and he was in Unforgiven.
Oh, Clint.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, Halle Berry. I mean, the list could go on and on. Adam Sandler.
It's a pretty darn good list, Tommy.
Holly Hunter. I've been down to work with Holly Hunter my whole freaking career. I love her. I definitely have a menu of a lot of things that. I have a variety of menu of aspirations to perform,
And that inspires you every day you wake up, yeah.
Every day. Mm. Every day I wake up, I'm inspired that I woke up.
Oh, you're the best. This is so cool to be talking to you. I want to congratulate you on Proud Family Season 2. Disney Plus, but I want to congratulate you on everything going on, and I only wish you an outstanding rest of 2023.
Thank you so much, man. Things are going absolutely good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely good.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.